Okay, Marshall, we got a closed session, so let's get this show on the road. So I call the meeting to order at 5:34. Do we do a flag salute?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. May we have a roll call, please, Laura?
Yes, Director Sesenia.
Here.
Director Fourcroy. Director Gatchel.
Here.
Vice President Womack.
Present.
President Ohilski.
All right. We are going into closed session. Do we have any public comment on closed session?
There's none online.
There's no one in the boardroom. So off we go, I guess.
Okay. So we're reconvening to open session after closed session. So report out of closed session. Do you have any report, Mr. Green?
Yes, I do. Staff has been directed to send a notice denying the claim.
Public employment, there's no reportable action on that item. So we'll move on to item number six, the public safety reports. Mr. Munns, would you like to handle this for us?
Well, I knew Chief Province wasn't going to be here tonight. He, because of the fire season, has been indisposed. We do have a written report, I believe. What did we get? Just, yeah, right. Just statistics. And it doesn't appear to be any sheriff or CHP.
We received a sheriff report, which is at EG Response and back by the door, and it will be on the website after the meeting. But there's no one online currently. We have not received a CHP report.
CHP has a new captain in town. I found that at LOCAC, Mike Brown, and maybe we're just not on the agenda yet.
Probably.
We'll meet him.
Yeah. I guess we need public comment on that.
We usually we gotta do it each one.
No, just well,
Just for the whole public
that's what I
agenda
mean.
item six.
So, okay, so if anybody has any public comment on any of the public safety reports, which is the fire department, the sheriff department, and CHP, please step up to the podium.
There's none online.
Okay, seeing none, no discussion by any of the board members. Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on to item number seven, which is public hearing. So this is a lengthy description, so it's a public hearing to adopt resolutions submitting the following fiscal year 2024-2025 assessments and special tax rolls to the San Luis Obispo County for collection. One, Bayridge Estates annual service charge. Two, Vista de Oro annual service charge. Three, drainage special tax. Four, fire protection and preventions services special tax. Five, wastewater district number one assessments. Six, district past due water accounts slash delinquent water changes. So what we'll do is go ahead and I get the staff report on this item, Mr. Munns.
Yes, this is what we do every July meeting. It's a requirement for us to notify the county to collect these taxes. Bay Ridge Estates, Vista de Oro annual service charges have remained unchanged for the last few years, especially since the septic systems went away. And it's basically lighting district. Drainage special tax has remained the same. The fire protection and prevention services special tax has been increased by a CPI that was approved by the board. I believe that was in May at the May meeting. The district number one wastewater assessments is handled by NDS. They do the report and the calculation for that assessment for us. And the district delinquent water charges, this is something as the staff goes through every year, we have delinquent accounts, they're notified. And typically, and again, this year we have one. I won't go through this table. It is in the staff report, but this is generally the summary of the different property taxes and assessments and how what they are calculated from and the change between the rates from 2023 to 2024-25. So, and this is just citing the district code, which provides us with the authority to lien properties for delinquent water charges. So it is in our Title II district code. And with that, we have the lengthy motion and can answer any questions, and of course, from the board and the public.
Yeah, does anybody have any questions?
I just had one quick one. It seems like with fire protection and prevention services, the special tax, we have a CPI increase built into that.
Yes, that was in the original tax measure.
Okay, but not into the drainage special tax.
No, those were the ones that came, we inherited from the county.
Right. So I wouldn't normally think of that except for this last year and this today or whatnot. Okay, thank you.
So only having one delinquent water charge, is that normal? It seems awfully low.
It is very normal. Typically through the note, we'll have a list. I don't know what it was. For some past years, it's been higher, but typically between the process of notifying, we whittle that down to this one that's been on it every year.
Okay. Anybody else? Public comment? Anybody? Richard?
Richard Margetson, my annual comment, special fire tax. It went up to 21.18. That's still $3.82 lower than what was proposed, the original one that was defeated. And in the staff report, this will be the 19th year of the special fire tax since we went to CAL FIRE. It's gone from 1352 to 2118, 766, lower than the original, and we're still buying all of our vehicles for cash. Pretty impressive what this community did.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else in the audience? Anybody online? Okay, seeing none, closed public comment, bring it back to the board for discussion or a motion.
I move that the board adopt resolutions 2024-13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, excuse my shorthand, to levy the charges, special taxes, and assessments as listed separately in Exhibit A for Bay Ridge Estates, Vista de Oro, Drainage, Fire Protection, and Prevention Services District Number 1, Wastewater Services, and the District Delinquent Water Charges, and direct staff to submit adopted resolutions and tax rolls to the county for collection.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
You sure you don't want to read the motion?
No, I'm good.
All right. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll take a vote, please.
Director Sesenya?
Yes.
Director Gatchel?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
President Ohilski?
Yes. Okay. So that finishes public hearing item number 7A. With that, then, we'll move to item number 8, which is public comment for items not on the agenda.
Richard Margetson, this is the main reason I came tonight. At the last BMC meeting, Mr. Gibson, and at the Coastal Commission meeting, stated that there would be a town hall for Los Osos dealing with the build-out ordinance. Supposedly, it's going to be at the middle school. I think the district staff and board needs to have input into what this town hall is going to be. It can't be just an open house with booths to talk about the different categories, the HCP, the retrofit program, those type of things. I believe it has to be an actual town hall where there's a presentation, where there's an opportunity for the public, the concerned community, to come up to the microphone, ask questions, and get answers from staff and our supervisor. You remember how some of the scripted town halls have happened in the past. You know, put your question on a card. They pick out the cards they want to answer, that they want to answer. This is a huge meeting. This is a meeting that is going to lead to process down the road on how build out happens in this community or doesn't happen. And I think I think we have the right to have some input on how that meeting is set up. I don't think we should allow the county just to dictate how it's going to happen. I think the district and the board needs to weigh in on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments from the boardroom? Anybody online? Richard, I think that's a great idea, and I think we'll agendize that for next meeting because that will be before the community meeting. And then, Ron, if you could take a look at some of the alternatives there and discuss that with county staff, I think would be helpful. Anybody else have any comments on that?
No, I'm in agreement. It needs to be fully vetted, people voicing their opinions, their concerns. It just has to be that way. It cannot be too controlled. This is an important moment in 3 months, 4 months of this town. So
anyway, we can't speak about it. It's not on the agenda. So
I was just agreeing with the speaker.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, then we'll move on to the administrative and committee reports. 9A is the utility department report, written only. If you have any questions as we go through these, please speak. Okay, general manager report. We have the written and the verbal or oral.
We do. I have just a few items I wanted to talk about tonight. The first one is solid waste rate setting process. I wanted to update the board and the community where we're at on that. It appears we are going to have a regional approach for all the communities or agencies that contract with Waste Connections, and there's 10 of those. We have consensus from all 10 to join in on the rate review, which is coming up. We did receive our base year application from Waste Connections last week, and that is all the applications are going to go to R3, our consultant that's handling the base year review. I'll keep you apprised on how that works out. The way Waste Connections did it, they did do the application based on the existing rate setting process, which we're in the process of changing. So we're going to synthesize what they provided into what we think it should look like from starting in 2025 moving forward for the rates. So
can I ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. Is this every single, and there's more than 13 districts that have solid waste? So
no, this is just for Waste Connection service area. That doesn't include North County.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes. Clarification there.
It's, so it's not the entire county.
Not the entire county.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. That was a good question. I did provide the work initiatives just for the board and the public to know how much we are working on this year as CSD, the district. I'm really proud of the amount of work we're doing and the importance of that work. So there is a table in the board packet that shows the various things that we're up to. And probably one of the biggest things coming is our upcoming November election. It's fastly approaching. In fact, the candidate file period starts July 15th. That's just 4 days away. It can extend up to August 9th, depending on incumbents filing or not. So we encourage everyone that might be interested to check out our website. We have information posted about the districts. You have to live within a district to run for a specific seat. The ones that are up are, what are we, our numbers? District 3 and 5. And there is a map on the back. It's in black and white in our packets, but it is color on our website. So we encourage everyone or anyone that's interested. And of course, they can contact me if they have any questions. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Ron. Any questions? Okay, Chamber of Commerce report.
No report.
Okay. I'm not on the Chamber board anymore, so I can't do that. LOCAC.
Sorry, I would just comment on the Chamber real quick. I know that they're getting ready to start the Oktoberfest planning, so that'll be coming pretty soon. So the Chamber is working on that.
And it's Festival of Flavors Month. I mean, it's all the restaurants in town. You pick up a little pass at the Chamber and get discounts at all the restaurants over the next month or so. So let's get out and support our restaurants. Don't leave it to the tourists.
So who's the president of the Chamber? Is it Carstairs still?
Talene.
Can't remember.
Talene. I can't remember her last name though.
We should invite them to come speak at our meeting.
Or at least provide a written report.
Yeah.
We used to have, they used to come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, LOCAC.
I'm sorry for the late written report that you'll see. I'll go over it pretty quickly. There was a lot going on because of the land use plan that was before the Coastal Commission. In the May meeting, Trish announced that Deborah Howe, Andrea Luker, and Danielle McNamara had all been elected, reelected to the council. They still have openings in districts 1, 2, and 3. To this day. So if you want to be on LOCAC, join in. The hearing for the Coastal Commission was announced for June. Mr. Brown introduced himself as the new CHP area captain. Mr. Heimel is going to be, I think, presenting Basin Management Committee overviews to LOCAC, probably on a fairly regular basis now. And that was a good thing. He gave a really complete overview of just how the Basin Management Committee started, from the adjudication through the annual monitoring report that was just submitted. Mr. Gibson had some other updates about the budget process and the spending from the state. Fortunately, the social spending network was preserved in the state budget. And a little bit on the Transportation Committee that you'll see. The big thing was the Coastal Commission action. So they approved a land use plan the county had submitted in 2020 to the Coastal Commission, proposing a 1.3% growth rate. And the Coastal came back with modifications. Basically, the major one was a 1% growth rate. And as we talked about, that'll be going back to the county in September or October for consideration. If they accept the modifications, that'll go back to the Coastal Commission in the turn of the year, December, January or so. There was a larger discussion about a single-family residence up in Cabrillo Estates. The upshot was that it was approved, but the permit to vacate half of the right-of-way for a dead-end street, it's a corner lot, and that was not approved because people thought that there were safety concerns, fire access, and the fire department needed the end of the dead end street for emergency response, we should have that. So that did not pass muster, but the single family residence went through. New officers for LOCAC, Deborah Howard was the chair for this next year, Trish the vice chair, Jen Stanfield's the treasurer, and Gary Kadiyama's on the website. They start meetings now at 6:30. And that led to a little confusion at our last meeting. As you'll see, again, we talked a lot about Coastal Commission. Andrea Luker mentioned that in July 12th, the Coastal Commission meeting in Marin County will be agendized with the Atlas Equinox Wind Energy Program to begin testing in state waters, which includes the high decibel sonar testing. So if you want to comment on that, pay attention to that. Dan Hamill gave another BMC report, and the town hall, that's the big thing that's coming up. Bruce committed to that, and it's going to include things about new development and how they buy into the existing infrastructure here, how the wait list is dealt with, habitat conservation plan implementation. It's going to be a very full meeting. And the county soups meeting will be too. So that's what happened at LOCAC. 2 months there. I'm sorry for the late report.
It looks like a very thorough report, though.
Yeah.
Nicely written.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on to there was no report from Parks and Rec since there was no meeting. The UAC report.
We had a pretty brief meeting. It was the week after the Coastal Commission met, I think, and so that you know, had already been decided, and we talked about the letter that the purveyors had written in response to the action by the Coastal, and one of our committee members had written a letter about that, and that got discussed. But basically, we just went over the upcoming year and our busy schedule for all the projects that we're going to be taking on. The implementation plan that we have is it's aggressive, but it's needed. So that's it.
Okay. Any questions? All right. We'll move on to Finance Advisory Committee meeting report.
Oh, fortunately, we had one committee member, so we could take care of our business. And they recommended approving the warrant register and receiving and filing the financial reports.
Okay. Emergency Services Advisory Committee meeting. There was no meeting, so there's no report. Basin Management Committee meeting report.
Three things happened. The annual report was approved. We sent on to the court. We approved staff applying for a grant from the Rose Foundation. I think that's via the National Estuary Program for a new monitoring well at vicinity of 4th and Ramona, maybe 3rd and Pismo, somewhere in that neighborhood, new monitoring well. And the third action was to a vote to support the joint purveyor's letter to the county about the growth management ordinance that's coming up.
Any questions? Okay. Director's announcements of district and community interest and reports on attendance at public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. Anybody have anything? I do. The estuary program we met. As far as what's gone on, is eelgrass is getting better and better and better every year. We had a significant discussion about who pays for what on the dredging in the bay. And as far as getting over to where the docks over there, the marina docks are, who pays for that and how they can get that dredged, because that's not part of the current dredging plan. So the big thing that they're going to be looking into is who pays for what in the dredging. So, but the eelgrass is doing really, really well, which is my big thing. So,
do they have any thoughts as to why? Yes. I mean, climate conditions or?
Primarily the lack of nitrates.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Reduction of nitrates.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything? Okay. Response to previously asked questions. Do you have anything, Ron?
We have none.
Okay. With that, then I'll go to public comment. Well, wait, hold it. Does anybody want to pull any of the items on the consent agenda? No. Okay, now we'll go to public comment for the items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda. And nothing's been pulled for separate consideration, so it's the entire consent agenda. So if you have any public comments for items under 9 and 11, please step up to the podium.
And if you're online, please raise your hand.
No public comment in the room. Nobody online, Laura? Okay. All right. So then we'll take a motion then on for the receive and file and the approval.
Make a motion that we file and receive the administrative committee reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Do we need a roll call? I figured that. That's why I was looking at you.
Director Sesenia?
Yes.
Director Womack?
Yes.
Director Gatchel?
Yes.
Director Ohelski?
Yes. So agenda item 12, we can skip because there was no pulled items. And then future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items other than the thing that we discussed about participation in the town hall meeting? Does anybody have anything else?
No.
Okay. So that will be our request to you. Closing board member comments. We'll start with Chuck.
Everyone stay engaged. It's going to be an interesting time now. There's going to be a lot of talk. And just stay engaged. Oh, one last thing. Mr. Munns, we talked about a fact sheet that we were going to cooperate with the county on to try and produce and put out. And we put one out.
There's been no update. We are going to have a coordination meeting at the end of this month. And okay. So hopefully I'll have more information at that time.
Thank you for that update.
Oh, I don't have anything.
Since Ron brought up some of the election stuff, I've talked to a couple of you about this. I'll be ending my term this year, not rejoining for my next term, just due to professional time constraints and being able to put the time in that the community deserves. So I believe I'm District 3, so if you know people in that area, I won't be running on at the end of my term this year.
You have any neighbors you think would be good?
I don't know. I'll ask around. But it's been great working with you guys the last few years. And Ron, you've been awesome to work with.
Thank you.
And you too, Laura.
I heard you were considering the Joshua Tree CSD.
No.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Everyone needs to step up and stay engaged and do what you can, how you can. Yeah, appreciate it.
With that, then I'll go ahead and adjourn.